So you are, so you're talking about back up this way, okay?
Yeah,
or
that,
back the
that
other
would
way.
Be the one that I would say that.
Okay.
The middle school.
No. See, I kept my picture in the middle school. Yeah.
No,
now something around the post office and the elementary school that might be worth looking into.
Also, too, some of these things, the reason planning is so important is because if, for example, you get the East-West Corridor Road, Kirbyville right there could connect between 76 and there with some very modest city streets, and they'd have a city in 5 years. It would just connect up. They've already got water, sewer. They've got everything else. So with a road at one end and a road at the other, you just put a few city streets through there, and they will have a commercial area. They will be a tax generator. And they would grow as a small suburb really quickly. And if they had sidewalks already started and some of the rudiments of that, it would go. Because that area is buildable. And we're looking for places where you can actually establish a residential population. Kirbyville is perfect for that. And then they would just need some modest convenience store kinds of improvements there and that kind of stuff. And if we could build towards that, I think that would be good.
Okay, so I've added pedestrian and sidewalk improvements near elementary school and post office in Kirbyville. So the list that we have, we've removed item number one. Number two, we changed to Business 65 from Birch Street to College of the Ozarks with sidewalk improvements and lighting improvements at the intersection. Number three is bicycle and pedestrian accommodations on Route 165 from 76 to 265. We've removed item number four. Number five, we made a note to lower the prioritization, the priority of that to accommodate bike ped traffic on the new bridge. Seven and six, perhaps combine those just to make a note that there are sidewalk and trail funding needs. And then number eight, trail near Sunset Park to Lakeside Forest. Number nine, pedestrian railroad overpass from Convention Center to Branson Landing. That's been noted that it's a higher priority. And then the Kirbyville sidewalks. Are we comfortable leaving number two as our number one priority, Business 65, Birch Street to College of the Ozarks?
I'm going to tell you some more things, too. We're going to spend a bunch of money this year on connecting up some more springs with sidewalks we're going to pay for to bring into that area. So there's going to be ways for people, if they can get across the highway, to get other places, too. So that's coming. Plus, we have plans in the next generation to build out for the Menards area, put sidewalks and make that whole area walkable. So the one piece that's missing is this piece right here to get over to the college. So this would, we would put a bunch of money on our side of that to help this if we could get people across the highway.
I'd leave it up. I'd put the Kirbyville at 2. Convention Center Landing at 3. What we got left? 76, 265.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably put that at 4. What do we have? 5 total?
So we're at 4 now. So the
or
next.
6 total, I mean?
Yeah. 7. So next one might be the trail near Sunset Park.
Oh, you combined the.
I combined 6
those
and 7.
Two for a need, are we going to give that a title or no?
Just annual bike ped funding or trail and sidewalk funding.
I'd be all right with that dying. It's just a death myself. But you guys can do whatever you want with that. But I don't understand asking for a nebulous annual dispensation.
Yeah.
Nobody in that competition is going to approve that. I can tell you. We're just wasting the space when we do that.
I'd like to get David Miller to highlight exactly some areas that are need. I know there's need all over the place in the Branson area. David, I'm sure that they don't have any of those. But I agree. I don't agree with nebulous either. Give David Miller a call and ask him to come to combine those two. And I'm not sure if you want to keep asking me if we need to keep the same funding amount and give specific needs. Highlight a couple of areas.
Yeah, I would say for right now, I would even just say there's nothing like that on there. We have our needs on there. And I don't think along a 10 list or a 9 list or whatever is going to be funded anyway. We need our first 5 and go on for now.
So I do the Lakeside Forest number 5 and the 76 on the new bridge to 6.
Okay. Does that sound good to everybody? Okay. Transit. let's see, the number one priority was Route 76 from Lake Tinicomo around about to Sugar the Hills. This would be including trolley stops and trolley system.
Does that need to be taken off? Or can you leave it on?
That was being enhanced. Is that being included in the overall package for 76?
Actually, they have withdrawn temporarily trolley stops consideration as a cost savings measure, but it's still a live discussion. I think this was to grow, extend the trolley system, that's my understanding, beyond what it is already. This is specifically from Lake Tinicomo come around about to Shepherd Hills. Again, this is a David Miller issue. I believe that it's still alive.
Okay, so I would say just keep it as a need. If it hasn't already been implemented, there's still discussions about it. Item number 2, this would be for our entire SIMCOG region, having a transit coordinator. I think that would be basically a central somebody helping connect people to transit providers around the region if they need to get from one county to the other or, you know, use multiple services, and Prairie Oats would be a big part of that.
I'd say those 6 can probably stay there in that order. What do you guys think?
I don't see mention of a gondola.
Okay.
Just one clarification on 5 and 6. I think that's commuter rail service rather than passenger rail service. They're talking about using the self-powered rail vehicles, maybe from the airport to Hollister on the existing rail, the Zermelo Arkansas Railroad, and all the way Strip, and then possibly even over to Silver Dollar City if they could build an extension on the other end. But that's local commuter service. It is passengers, tourists. It's not strictly passenger, intercity passenger service.
Was that 5 or 6?
Both of those, I think. 5 and 6, it's not really passengers. It's commuter service and tourists.
Ron's going to know the right terms for us.
Right.
We might.
Actually, the service is like Amtrak cross-country service.
Okay.
So I think it would probably be more accurate in what we're trying to do there locally.
Just saying commuter rail service?
Yes. Like commuter / tourist.
Is that kind of like the all the outside areas like around Chicago? Is that a commuter rail that brings them into
that's called light rail or commuter service.
Okay.
Okay. Some of those have engines on them, some of them are self-powered vehicles, but individual cars are self-powered.
Okay.
And the gondola discussion here, that's not asking for any public funds, and I don't want to open that door right now. So I think it just needs to be on its own track and keep going.
I would say commuter / tourist.
Okay.
More appropriate term.
That's what I've got.
And if, in fact, we can go to the outlying areas with this existing rail and bring people in, they can link up to the inner stuff, the trolley line, the gondola, all of those kinds of things could be linked up at a passenger terminal someplace, or a commuter terminal someplace.
Okay, so there is a proposal to leave this list exactly how it is, with the 5 and 6 being amended to be commuter and
commuter
tourist rail service.
Yep.
Exactly.
Are we all good with that? All right. Aviation's our last category. This one, we really don't have a whole lot of impact on. Each airport has its own development plan, and they get direct funding. But just FYI, we've identified last time that there is a need for a new road, looks like, from Route 86 to the airport. I would have included that in Road and Bridge. I would have included that in the Road and Bridge.
I think they're trying to go after a different set of money.
Unless there, I don't know if there's specific funding available for actual road construction to an airport. I don't know, you might be more familiar with that than I am, but...
And then we already did the light improvement. At, I think we did pavement, too, at the M. Graham Clark Airport. I think the runway and the lights have already been done through a grant from MoDOT.
Okay. So this mention of a new road to the airport, I would have maybe included that in Road and Bridge and not on an aviation need.
Well, actually, if you take a look at freight, you'll see it there.
I think what we're saying is we want a new road to the airport.
And if you go to the airport...
Well, road connector, gotcha.
With the commercial airport, there's not, unless if you're working with MoDOT, and MoDOT has included them in marketing money and some stuff with the Air Service Development Grants, but aside from that, there's no other grants that apply to the commercial airport. Now, M. Graham Clark or the downtown airport, yes, they can do some things, but I'm not sure of anything we need right now.
Yeah, and again, they've got their own plans, and they prioritize their own needs within them, so if there was ever something that came along, they would be ready to put forth something. Okay, so then we'll leave this, and I guess we can go ahead and leave the road on there and then keep it on the freight and rail also. Does it work? So this is supposed to be an annual prioritization process. We skipped 2015 because of the failure to raise any additional revenues, and MoDOT decided that they were not going to add any projects to the STIP, so we didn't feel a need, MoDOT did not feel a need to do this prioritization process that year. So you will expect to see us again next year to run through this, and we do accept transportation needs throughout the year. Just contact us. We've got a survey on our website that you can submit. Anybody can submit needs, citizens or whomever. And then we also try to get our staff down to the Transportation Advisory Board meetings when we can. So I appreciate your help. It's not necessarily a fun process, but Megan Clark is a new transportation planner for our office since I moved into the director position, and she'll be the one kind of facilitating this in the future.
So you might be able to do an introduction for her on one of our first next meetings.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're going to have another adjournment before the end of the year, though.
I lost behind in the first 10 weeks.